The Petrified Man Hoax on This Moment of Indiana History. Between 1850 and 1935, a number of so-called petrified human bodies were discovered in the U.S. Perpetuated by profit seekers and the pseudosciences, these hoaxes, including one in Evansville, Indiana, captivated the curious American public. In 1902, an ambitious program to improve river transportation was underway along the Ohio River. While supervising the dredging of gravel bars along the Evansville waterfront, John Eigenman noticed something that resembled a human body in the water. On recovering the object, it appeared to be the body of a small man that had seemingly turned to stone. Stashing his find in a nearby building, Eigenman quickly drew the attention of the press. After a few unnamed doctors and men of science were allowed briefly to view the body and authenticate Eigenman's claims, petrified man fever gripped the state. Even Governor Winfield Durbin pronounced it the most wonderful thing I have ever seen. A frantic campaign to identify the stone man ensued, prompting newspapers to dig up old boating accidents, wives to claim their long-lost husbands, and one person to confess to a Civil War-era murder. Beyond the subject's identity, its very humanity was dubious to many others, including Evansville's police chief. Charging admission for public viewings of his mummy, Eigenman was sued for ownership of the object by the worker who'd helped fish it out. When the artifact suddenly disappeared and Eigenman won the case, the impresario resurfaced in his hometown, again selling tickets to view his stony sidekick. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.